So I was picking up some trash today, and I actually had to dump it to the side because people made a mess. And what did I see? I saw cigarettes or cigarette packages and pieces of cigarettes. I saw a lottery ticket, two or three lottery tickets, a bunch of cigarette butts, and I saw a bunch of beer cans. Beer cans, lottery tickets, and cigarette butts in the trash. I want you to think about what I'm telling you. In the trash, there was other stuff, you know, boxes. There was other stuff. But I want you to think about what I'm saying here. If you cannot see the fractal hologram, if you cannot profile, then you never read Proverbs and you never opened your eyes. You never looked in the mirror. If they're smoking, if they're drinking, if they're playing the lottery, 99.9999% chance that they're base nature creatures. And it's 99.99% chance that all they're thinking about is making babies and partying. They're not thinking about spiritual growth. They're not thinking about oneness. They're not thinking about holiness and wholeness and completeness. The body can heal itself. But if you're destroying, what does the Bible say? You reap what you sow, right? Those that sow to the flesh reap corruption. Those that sow to the spirit reap life everlasting. Now, we know that that's pointing back to Jesus. And it's pointing back to setting your affections above instead of below. But if a person's only focused on what's below, they're destroying themselves. I'm not mad. I'm not jealous. I'm not mad. I'm just showing you the fractal. They're destroying themselves. These are the short game people. They don't think long game. They think short game. They're playing the short game. What is the short game? Gratification of the flesh. There's no sacrifice. There's no suffering. There's no endurance. It's all short term, short game people. They have no long game. So this is how you catch them. So a lot of times, I was talking to texting somebody today. A lot of times, and I told her this because, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman who's, let's say there's a woman out there, a spirit-filled woman. If she plays the long game, she'll catch the guy that's just trying to use and abuse, you know. But if she plays the short game, they'll trick her for a season, but it eventually reveals itself. Same with the men. If the man plays the long game, Jezebel and Delilah don't have a chance. Because the red flags have to show up. They have to appear. And, you know, I did a 10-year experiment online. I had 10,000 subscribers, and I watched it. I watched the drama, and I watched the chaos, and I watched the insanity. I just sit back and watched it. And it's like, uh-huh. The ones who play the short game can only use drama and accuse others and blame others and point to others and try to shift reality to blame somebody else. But if you play the long game with them, you realize they keep doing it with the next person. So they play the drama, and one person gets drowned by the waves of their drama. Then another one comes on the scene. They play the same drama with the next one. That one gets drowned. So you start to see a pattern that a lot of people don't know the short game and the long game. I didn't know it. That's why I got married to who I got married to. And I didn't realize what I was dealing with. I was dealing with a shapeshifter. I had no idea. And these people are dead. They're not born again. They're not born again. They're dead. So if they're dead, what are they? They're vampires, vampiring off of your life. So why are they trying to yoke up with you? Because they think you're stupid enough that they can fool you. But it don't take but about 30 days to realize what they are. 30 to 60 days, if you play the long game, within 30 to 60 days, they're going to slip up. They always slip up because their character has to bleed through. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. The character has to bleed through. They can fool a lot of people with that outward show because they learn what to say and what to dress like and what to act like. But when you play the long game, they have to reveal what they are. Play the long game. It don't matter who it is. Play the long game. It doesn't matter if it's a leadership person or a person underneath or equal or side. Play the long game, and the long game is going to reveal who the agents are, who the stable ones are, who the real friends are, who the people say that they love you. Play the long game with them. Do they really love you? Let's test it over time. Let's see if you're there in 6 months, a year. Let's just see if you're there after a year. Play the long game, people.